Studios. It's That Podcast, recording live from Studio B in Strawberry Blonde Studios. It's That Podcast, featuring Joe Lindholm and Jason Shirley. I digress. Hello, Brent.
You fret. You got a 10-pound shunk and a 5-pound bet.
It's a good man, the community. Sup, ha! Tell him your name sent you.
A3.
Live from Studio B, it's That Podcast, featuring Joe.
I digress.
And Jason. Hello,
Brent. Give me some of the dogger. This up for yourself. Make it enough. Sup, ha!
Tell him your
it's
name sent you. Sent
you. Live from Studio B in Strawberry Blonde Studios. It's That Podcast.
Welcome to It's That Podcast, episode 44. 44. I am your co-host, Joe Lindholm, along with Jason Shirley. Jason, tell what time it is.
I love that walk down, by the way.
Right?
Yeah.
Here's your tagline. This is for the Bears today.
All right.
If I could manage not to fuck this up. I Don't Like Who I Was Then is the name of that song by the Wonder Years, which Tom and I went to see last night.
Yeah.
And Tom wasn't a fan, were you, Tom?
No.
Right.
He's shaking
fuck
his head.
Me, right?
He's shaking his head.
Great.
Not his thing.
Yeah. You're welcome for that, by the way. Yeah.
There's not a pedal steel, sorry.
No,
pedal steel there.
Not in your pop punk canon of the Wonder Years.
Correct.
Cool. So, Bears.
Bears. Big win today, 34-22. Again, not as close as the score indicated. We come on here week after, after every win, right? And we try to be objective, right? Like, we try to point out the faults, congratulate the people that did well, and point out the faults. That's what we do here.
That's the idea.
That's the MO.
As they say.
They showed again in the third quarter.
While we do it.
Yeah. In the third and fourth quarter, no killer instinct. Just wasn't there.
Yeah.
Just wasn't there. The first
On the radio, they talk about how Nagy it tries to ingrain that in his guys. The whole step on the throat thing, foot on the gas, trying to be as aggressive as possible, coming out in the second half, throwing right away.
Yep.
It just peters out, though.
Seems like
and the defense got tired. They had to have gotten tighter at the end.
Yeah, when you're out there over and over and over again because you keep getting three and outs.
Right.
Yeah, but they kicked so much ass in the first half that it really didn't matter.
Right, but I do want to give credit where credit's due in the fourth. They ate 6 minutes
absolutely
out of the last seven, just grinding out that. I mean, it wasn't pretty.
Yeah.
But they killed that fourth
quarter, killed
the second half of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, their final drive was 6 minutes and 17 seconds long. It was their most plays, too. They had 9 plays.
Yeah.
Just grinding the clock out, if you look at the stat sheet for the Bears for rushing the football, it's not great. But they didn't have a lot of plays on offense. I mean, they just didn't need them, I guess. I mean, they were just kept scoring quickly and everything else. So, Jordan Howard, 11 carries, 21 yards for Jordan Howard. He was the leading rusher. Go ahead, you were going to say something. Sorry. I mean to cut you off.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, in the first half, they had the ball four times and scored
four times,
correct?
And hit four posts.
Ooh.
Well, two posts. Well, three posts.
Oof.
Well, no, four posts in the game. how does he? I mean, we're sitting there, like, okay, he hit the post once. All right, bummer. And then he hits it again, and we're like, that's weird. How often do you hit two in a game?
I don't think I've ever seen that before.
And then he did it a third time, and then he did it again a fourth time. Fired, Cody Parkey fired. They won. I mean, they didn't. They won the game. Yeah, I know.
I don't know, man.
I know.
I mean, and how's he going to feel if they come into him? He shows up at Hallis Hall on Monday, and it's, sorry, buddy.
Hit the bricks. Again, after a win, it's tough to...
There's a lot of kickers missing this year.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's that...
That's a thing.
It's that distance extra point thing, They did that for a reason.
Right.
So they want to make it harder. Right. They want
to
make it harder, and they have. Mitchell Trubisky, my friend, had three carries for 18 yards and a tut.
Yeah. All on third down, too, right?
Yeah. Yep. For sure. Tariq Cohen, 7 carries, 15 yards. Also a tut. And Taquan Mizzell had one carry and just basically stopped at the line of scrimmage and fell down. So.
But apparently the Bears think he's more important than a Kevin White.
Yes, Kevin White. Again, we hate to keep harping on this, but he's a first-round pick. Healthy scratch. Did not play today. Was not even active. Yep. Yeah. I mean, at some point, you just got to cut him. Just get rid of him. If you're not going to play him, get rid of him.
Right. Well, I mean, is that the point of the healthy scratch where they're going to try to trade him or
do him a favor by letting there be
tread on the tire?
Yeah, I don't know. They here in hockey, if you're a healthy scratch, it's usually a wake-up call.
Right.
Right.
Like somebody's pissed off.
Right. Like you haven't been playing the way you need to be playing, and clearly you don't get it, so we're going to bench you. Right.
Right.
You would think after the 11th game, 10th game for the Bear, that he would get it. He'd get the memo. And apparently, he has not. Now, I don't know why, but he just hasn't, which is super disappointing. But
he doesn't seem to be fitting in.
No.
Like an Anthony Miller has.
Right away. Mitchell Trubisky, 23 of 30, 355, 3 tuts, no picks, sacked once. Passer rating 148.6. Now that's what we like to see. He looked great today. Had all the time in the world. The Lions had no pressure at all on him. None. Zero.
Well, you know, and this is funny. Joniak and Thayer were kind of going back and forth on the radio talking about, I mean, Joniak was just like, hey, man, he's getting this great protection. They're not getting to him. And Thayer was like, well, it's kind of him. I mean, guys are getting through, but he's eluding them.
Yeah.
And finding spots to step up, slide over, and move on.
Yeah.
But I love, they only had one design run for him today, which I like.
Yeah.
Let's don't get him killed.
No, don't do that.
And speaking of that, my God, the Cohen
Tariq
hit.
Cohen. Everybody at Babes was just like, oh. That looked brutal, but he stayed in the game. He played. So
they had the parabolic mic right by him when he took that hit too, and over the radio it just sounded sick. It
sounded so violent. That's what I like. But I mean, not on our guy, obviously.
not on our guy.
The littlest guy too. He's a little guy. So our receiving core today, Allen Robinson, 8 targets, 6 catches, 133 yards, 2 tuts.
You think he's 100%, Joe?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
You think he's back too soon? Back.
No, I think he's good. No, he's good. Tariq Cohen, 7 targets, 6 catches, 1 death, 29 yards, 17 long.
And that one that he was 6 of 7 on grabs, that one that he didn't get was ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 10 feet above his head.
He's a little guy.
So,
Anthony Miller, 6 targets, 5 catches, 122 yards and a tut, 55 yard long. He looked great today too. But when Mitchell's playing that well and getting that kind of protection, you're going to make everybody look good. All the receivers look good. Except Taylor Gabriel, 3 targets, no catches. There's one thing about Anthony Miller. And again, this is super nitpicky, right? Super nitpicky. Right. The way he carries that ball when he runs.
Yeah.
Oh man, dude. Like, you know, I'm not going to sit here and rag on the Bears cause they kicked ass today, but protect the football, dude. Cause you're going to make a catch one day and you're not going to see somebody and they're just going to swat it right out of your hand
from behind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Protect the ball. That's a great call by you.
Yeah.
I noticed that, when he got the flag for knocking the ball out of bounds.
Yeah.
Swatting or whatever they called it.
Right.
You can do that, which I did not know, but you have to knock it backwards.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was what the flag was for.
Yeah.
Because I don't think we had the
audio on.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't have.
Got it.
It wasn't on very loud. So.
Got it. No, so Grody got to him after the game and brought it up, and he goes, no, you can do that, but I learned from my coaches when I got to the sideline that it has to go backwards.
Backwards.
You can't like, just
the idea was hit good.
It laterally like he did.
Yeah, the idea was good. The execution, not so much. And 2 interceptions today. Bryce Callahan with a killer pick and Prince of Macabora on basically a punt throw by Matt Stafford.
And a sack by my guy Bryce.
Yes, he did. Safety blitz. Got them all.
And then After he got the pick, yeah. They put him out there for an offensive series, but then the Lions called timeout because yeah. they're like, "What the fuck what is this?" There were two defensive backs in the game. He and Jackson were both in.
Yeah.
And then they didn't come out after that. So they basically just got the Lions to burn a timeout, which right. is cool.
It was awesome. Yeah, they had no timeouts at halfway through the fourth. They ran out. They used their last timeout.
Right.
So they were sunk. I mean, they were charging. You know, they had the momentum on their side, but they just ran out of clock because if you had no timeouts, you're sunk. Like, that's it.
That's absolutely right.
Leading tackler today. Can you take a stab? Leading tackler today.
Khalil Mack.
No. Khalil Mack, 4 tackles, 1 assister, and 2 sacks for Khalil Mack.
Okay. Who else was flying around out there? Oh, hey.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
Nagy, he's got to be from Pennsylvania, right?
I believe he is.
Because he sounds just like Wani.
Got Lawani in him, does he?
I listened to the conference, and he said flying around a lot.
Nice, nice.
And what else did he? Well, I'll have to listen next week and pick it out. But I just was dying laughing. It was nice. Dead on.
Flying around.
Roquan, maybe?
Correct. Roquan Smith. 9 okay. tackles, helper, and a sack. That guy, nice. That's your number one pick. That's how a number one yeah. pick plays. And he's been the yeah. leading tackler, I think, last 3 games, I want to say, maybe 4.
Trevathan was in there because of his grandma. He had 2 games
right.
in a row,
okay.
I know.
Okay.
Or his mom.
That's right. You're right. His grandma. You're right. 100%. Okay. Yeah. But, I mean, Roquan Smith was, that's how a number one draft pick plays.
Yeah.
And all the consternation about his contract at the beginning of the season, that's all washed away. Because
it's
his
all
play,
forgotten.
Yeah, his play has
all
been.
All forgotten.
Has been first round pick level Caliber. Of play. He's been
and
very
the fact
good.
That Leonard Floyd is just a huge sucking
yeah.
hole yeah. on the other side. It
I
really
was hoping that he
too.
Would be faster than he is. But because he showed that at Georgia, but the problem is everybody's fast in the NFL.
Right.
Right? Like in college you can smoke some offensive linemen or whatever because you're just faster than them. But right. that doesn't work in the NFL. Like you got to have
apparently
some.
Apparently, he doesn't have a plan B on that. And I heard Yurko this week talking about it, that he gets stopped by the initial contact.
And that's it.
Of the lineman.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have a second move.
Yeah.
He's just done. He lets himself get pushed back.
Yeah. He got to the quarterback today, though. He had a sack for 5 yards.
Again,
to be fair.
Though,
but again, right. It's one play.
It's. And it's the product of like Akeem Hicks getting double teamed.
Yeah.
And the pressure that he was putting up the middle that other guys had to sag off, and they yeah. just kind of gave him a free shot.
And Khalil Mack and, you know, those guys. I mean, if you're double-teaming Mack and you're double-teaming, Akeem Hicks,
yeah.
guys are going to be free to run. Like it's
right.
just numbers game, right?
And that's the thing. I mean, even though he had, like, 2 good plays today, it mm-hmm. should have been 10.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this was his first sack. Of the season.
I know.
That's and you said good. For him not to be a bust, he had to have double-digit sacks.
Yeah,
this
yes,
year.
Absolutely.
Well, he better get on it because
he's got,
running out of clock.
Right. Tick, 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 my friend. Matt Stafford today was not good. The Lions in general are not good.
They've had no running game. They haven't had a running game yeah. since Reggie Bush, and that yeah. was like not even real Reggie Bush.
Right.
It was
they definitely ran the ball. They definitely ran the ball more today. They ran the ball 24 right. times, but Matt Stafford, 25 of 42, 274, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks, passer rating 74.9.
It's funny because he's fat.
He is fat. leading receiver was Kenny Galladay. They threw the ball to him 13 times, 6 catches, 78. If you keep
yeah,
throwing
man.
To one guy.
The Husky Humas.
Yeah, that's right, my friend. But if you keep throwing to one guy, eventually, you know, your completion percentage of that guy is going to go down quite a bit. If they know yeah. you're throwing to him, like again, right. 13 targets and only 6 catches. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not good. No. Troy Riddick, 7 targets, 6 catches, 60 yards, 18 long. They just
Theo,
couldn't.
Yeah.
yeah. They just couldn't get anything going today, except, I mean, in the third quarter, I think when the Bears kind of just killer instinct again, but they certainly, you know, the Bears were definitely the better team the first half. Stafford looked right. terrible. They couldn't
well,
run
you
the
know,
ball.
The guys in the Michigan sports radio guys call him Pad Stafford because
yes.
it's all stats.
Yeah,
I mean, think about it today. They yeah. got down. They weren't trying to throw like to get a touchdown or a score or anything. No. He was just throwing little outs and getting first downs.
Just, yeah,
and just moving the ball because it's going to look better.
Yeah, the numbers on still the stat sheet. That's the funny part. Numbers still didn't look good. Yeah, no. By the way, not to interrupt, but the Eagles Cowboys are about to start, and your coin tosser, W.
No.
George W. Bush. Yep.
Well, now.
With Laura and his daughter, and yeah, there you go.
Hey, now.
In Philly. I didn't have the audio on, but I'm sure it was weird, rousing to say the least.
Yeah, I bet they were they had to boo him, right?
Oh, I got to imagine, yeah.
In Philly?
Yeah.
Sure.
I got to think so. But I think, like I said, overall...
So anyway, going into this game, though, the only wins the Lions had were against teams that beat the Bears. I mean, I honestly I was a little bit worried.
They beat the Packers, right?
They did.
And then
Miami.
That's right. You're right. Yeah, so, exactly. I was way more itchy about last week's game than this week's game.
Oh, for some reason. Next week is really what I'm worried
about. Next week. Oh, yeah, we should tell the listeners, by the way. Next week. Epic podcast. Epic. Next week. I think we're going to do the, like we did for the Packers game, I believe, if everything works out.
A little pregame, halftime.
I'll be heading down to Strawberry Blonde Studios, I believe, and we will podcast away in the room, and we'll do a pregame one real quick. We'll get that out, and then we'll record a halftime, and then record a postgame, and put that out as a separate one too. For the swing, and the Bears kind of got screwed, right? Because they have to not only play at Sunday night, they got to play Thursday morning.
Because
they're the early Thanksgiving game in Detroit.
Yeah.
And that's going to be an ass-whooping again.
I got to imagine.
I got to think, right?
I mean, they're not going to get anything back. I mean, in fact, they lost Jones today.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, Marvin Jones was hurt.
And then, that poor tight end. I felt bad for that guy.
Yeah.
Something happened. He either separated his shoulder
or when he landed, I saw
his collarbone.
I saw that.
Whatever
like,
it was.
Ew.
Yeah.
But he caught it. And he hung on the ball, which is great, but then he hit.
He did.
I was like, ugh.
And all his weight went on his elbow when he did it. And it was like, ugh.
Good. At the very least, he dislocated his shoulder, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't look good. But at any rate, so next week, tune in for that. Like I said, we'll put out something before the game, and then we'll put out something after the game. It'll be fun.
It will be.
Jason, what else happened in the league today?
Well, I actually have a little bear nugget for you.
Oh, yeah, please do.
The Bears are 6-0 when they hold their opponents to less than 24 points.
That's a beautiful thing.
Which is funny because typically the average last year in the league was 29.
Okay.
I take that back. The average is 24.
Okay.
Philly last year scored 29, averaged 29 points, and they were heads and shoulders above everybody else.
Yeah.
This year?
Yeah.
The Chef are 36.3
and the Bear. Where are the Bear at, Jay?
The Bear are at 20, I think I want to say 25.3 or 26. Yeah.
I think isn't it over 30?
No.
It isn't?
Well, after today it may be.
Yeah.
Because the stats I was looking at were all before today's totals.
Gotcha.
And they're 10, so that, and the Chiefs are 10.7 points above last year.
They
and that's all Pat Mahomes,
100%.
Right?
Well, and Tariq Hill. I mean, Tariq Hill's ridiculous too.
He is ridiculous.
Yeah. Because I watched, there was a little bit of, saw bits and pieces of highlights in that game, and Tariq Hill just running wild. So.
Yeah. Grabs and rushing. So there's 15 teams that, are 24 points or higher, and then there's 17 that are 24 or below.
Right.
And before today's outburst, the Bills were the absolute dog shit at 10.7, averaging 10.7 points per game. Not going to win a lot of games doing that.
No,
Buffalo.
No.
But today they ran into the rotten Jet,
dude. I was full on going Jets defense all the way. If you're playing fantasy,
I did.
Oof.
I took them after watching what we did to the Bills. I'm like, oh, yeah. Jets,
oh, yeah.
Baby.
Yeah.
J-E-T-S,
Jets. I mean, the no. Bills were playing Matt fucking Barkley, quarterback.
They did.
Oh, bad.
So, 41-10 over the Jets. Yeah. The Jets just stink.
They're not good.
Both teams are 3-7 now. Like, as you mentioned, our old buddy Matt Barkley.
Yeah.
Was at the helm for the Bill. He was 15 for 25 for 232 and two tuts, no picks. Shady had 26 carries for a buck 13 and two tuts.
There you go.
Yeah, man.
Run the skin of the pig, Jay.
Was 2 for 2 and all five of his extra points. Imagine that.
Oh, really? Like, he didn't hit a post four times?
No, he did not.
Three extra points and a field goal? No?
Huh. Yeah,
imagine that.
Yeah, costing your team 8 points.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't
matter. Full touchdown.
It didn't matter in the end. But still.
Plus two.
Right.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
But if it did.
Oh, my God. They would fire
him. Okay. McCown was 17 for 34 for a buck 35. Two picks, no tuts. Isaiah Crowell goes seven carries for 19 yards, one tut.
Eesh.
Yeah. Two other dopes were 6 for 30.
Yeah.
And 4 for 30 on the ground. McCown scrambled once for 4 yards. So let's see. Quick math tells me that is 83 yards on the ground total.
Ooh.
And a buck 35 in the air. So you're not going to win a lot of football games with 218 total
yards. You are not. By the way, I should also mention.
You, sir, are not.
No. Math told me that the Bears are averaging just 29.9 points per game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, 29.888888 repeating. Yeah.
Very good.
So if they would have, one of those extra points went in or the field goal went in, they would be over 30 a game. Literally.
Yes.
Anyway, I digress.
And Matt Barkley by himself had more yardage than the Jets.
Yeah.
Thursday night, Steelers lit up the Panther.
Boy, did they
52
ever.
52-21.
That was ugly.
Big Ben did what he does, 22 for 25 for 328, five tuts, no picks.
I was we'll talk about this later in the podcast, but I was in the old Hawks press box Thursday night. We'll talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about
Hawks presser.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Okay, James Conner was 13 for 65 and a tut. Benji spread it around, man.
Yeah.
There was no 100-yard receivers.
No.
Brown was 6 for 96, so he got close, and Juju was 3 for 90.
Ugh.
And then seven other receivers made grabs to balance out the 328, man.
That's, I mean, all five touchdowns were to different people, right?
Yes.
I believe.
Brown, Juju, McDonald, Samuels, and Jesse James all had tuts.
Yep. There you go.
And a little bird told me that the Steelers are going to do absolutely nothing on Tuesday.
Yes.
With Le'Veon.
Nope. That's what I heard, too.
So what does that mean?
It means he's going to stay home and
sit out the season?
Yeah. Yeah. But what he fails to understand, I believe I heard this correctly, is they can franchise him again. They can just franchise him again. Yeah.
If he doesn't play.
Right. Well, no, even if he plays.
If he refuses to report. Oh, even if he plays, they can franchise him again?
Yep.
Wow.
I don't know if they would or could or whatever, but my understanding, I could be 100% wrong, but my understanding is they could turn around and franchise him again next year. And all this.
It's a shame, man.
Yeah, it's.
This guy could be the best running back in the game.
Yeah, but here's the thing. James Conner has been great.
Yeah, I mean, he's been serviceable. He hasn't been Le'Veon.
There would be a lot more pressure on the Steelers if Conner was shit.
Right.
Right?
You're absolutely correct.
But now, he doesn't have that. With every carry and every good play that James Conner makes, that's leverage away from Le'Veon Bell.
It is.
Yeah.
And I mean, that guy should be given a little too for being busted for weed as much as he has been, and them not, penalizing him or that's what happens when you're good.
Yeah, exactly.
It really is. I mean, this guy's not getting any younger, and I mean, I guess it's good that he's not getting hit, but he's still sitting out.
Right. Yep.
And as your good friend Des Bryant will tell you, that it doesn't matter how. how much you exercise and how yoked you are. If you're not in football shape,
I felt so bad for him.
Going to do something.
I felt so bad for him.
Second practice, tore his ACL.
Tore his Achilles.
Oh, was it Achilles?
Yeah. He blew his Achilles. Ooh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see. He's done.
Yeah, and the Saints pretty much said, yeah, you can go home and rest up, and we'll see you next year.
Yeah. No, you won't.
Go ahead. Come on back and try out again.
Yeah. No, you won't. No, you won't be bad.
No, they were just picking him up. I mean, because he'll be nice to have. He would have been nice to have down the stretch.
Yeah.
But
man, that just sucks. I feel bad for him. He couldn't even prove how good or bad he was. You know, that's a shame.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Team Jerry is probably grinning ear to ear. Yeah.
Amen to that. See, this is why we didn't sign him. Look.
That's why we didn't sign him. Look at that.
Yeah, exactly.
Achilles.
Yeah, bro.
All right, man. Moving on.
Yes.
I guess we didn't finish with the Panther yet.
Oh.
Cam was 23 for 29 for a buck 93, two tuts and a pick. McCaffrey was 14 for 77.
Have a game.
On the ground and one tut. And then, that just not good enough to get it done. It was they didn't play poorly. Their defense did.
Or Ben played
Redskins
that good.
Over the Bucks. 16-3. Alex Smith was 19 for 27, 178 in the air for one tut, no picks. AP was 19 for 68, zero tuts. Dustin Hopkins made all three of his field goals today, Cody.
Oh, good.
And his one extra point.
And
so there you are.
That's another team that's weird, right? The Redskins?
Yeah. They are weird.
And they're odd. They just keep winning, right? I mean, they could put
they're
up 35.
6-3 also.
They put up 35, or they put up 10, and they still win.
Yeah, they're winning that division.
Just so odd.
Just like the
Bears.
Cantazario only cost his team. Let's see here. He only cost him three.
Oh, good. He just missed one field goal. Yeah.
Oh, I take that back. I'm sorry. No. He missed two. He went one for three.
Yeah.
Fitzmagic chucked it 41 times for 406, zero tuts, two picks.
How do you throw the ball for 406 yards and don't get in the end zone?
Right.
How does that happen?
I really can't tell you. You're not good.
No.
I guess.
Yeah.
Peyton Barber was 13 for 61. Godwin and Rogers grabbed 7 for a buck 03 and 8 for 102, respectively. But they're not good.
No, not good.
So one field goal is all you get. Jeeves.
Just ask
Jeeves. Just ask Jeeves.
That's right.
The chef kept rolling, 26-14 over the Cardinals in the desert. The Cardinals are 2-7 now, and the only team they can laugh at is John Gruden's Raiders, who are 1-8. Rosen went 22 for 39 for 208, one tut and two picks. This game, all Arizona's had all year really is DJ. He was carried the ball 21 times for 98 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah.
He had 7 grabs for 85 yards and a touchdown.
Ooh.
What more can I do, coach?
Right.
What more can I do?
Yeah.
Mahomes was 21 for 28 for 249, two tuts, no picks.
Yeah.
Kareem Hunt was able to kill clock, 16 carries for 71 yards, no tuts.
Yeah.
But the story on this side of the football is Tyreek Hill, man.
So good.
One rush for 20 yards.
Yeah.
7 grabs for a buck 17 and two tuts.
Yeah.
And, this Justin Joe.
Yeah.
Mahomes and Hill are special dudes.
They're good. By the way, I need a corrections corner real quick.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
Last week, I said Duke Johnson ran the ball a lot. In the Browns game, he actually caught the ball a lot. He had 9 catches out of the backfield. I digress. Corrections corner visited.
Okay.
Yeah. After what I was done, I'm like, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right. And I was wrong. So
let me check this.
Let me check this out again. Maybe I'm wrong. I was
wrong.
Well,
let's do that, man. Yeah. Let's jump to the world-beating Browns.
Yeah.
Your 3-6-1 Browns beat the your 4-5 Falcons.
That's a
28-16.
The Falcons are just. I don't get it.
Out of the dome,
they're not good.
Out of the dome, their offense slows down.
Yeah, big time.
Because the only way they can beat you is in a foot race, man.
Yeah.
They've got to beat you 52-50.
Correct.
Their defense is no bueno. No. So
no.
Matty Ice out of the dome chucks it 52 times, and here's a callback to a couple of weeks ago.
Yep. Where make it 8-37.
Any dude that has to throw it 50 times,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to win.
Loss.
This year.
8-37.
Yeah. 38-52, 330 in the air, 2 tuts, no picks. Julio 7 grabs for a 107 and a tut. And Hooper had 10 grabs for 56.
The tight end. Their tight end had 10 catches.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, not to knock Austin Hooper, not to. I don't
right.
want to degrade
no, but
him
I mean, he's yeah, but Sanu on that team has been a ghost.
Ugh.
He's like fighting an ankle injury.
Yeah.
He was questionable up until today, and the only reason I know that is because I have him.
Sure, on his of course, team. Yes.
Falcons defense is just trash.
It is utter trash.
Mayfield went 17-20 and 216, 3 tuts, no picks.
Yeah, that's good.
No answer for Nick Chubb. By Atlanta,
no.
20-76 Ooh. On the ground and yeah, a touch.
He had an 85-yard rush, though, I think, for a touchdown.
Oh,
some okay, crazy long year rush, and that was the longest touchdown in Browns franchise history.
Wow!
Yeah,
wait, this rushing Browns touchdown. Or
I think they retained.
It has
all,
to be this Browns because
I think they retained
Baltimore
all,
gets all those.
Are you sure? I think. Right.
I think so. Right.
Well, at the very least, yeah.
Okay. Anyway. And then he had 3 grabs for 33 and a tut.
Yeah.
So Nick Chubb doing it large.
Yeah. Number one pick, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
So performing like a number one pick. Imagine that. Huh.
Another kind of boring game. Colts squeaked past the Jags 29-26.
That was
at home in Indy.
Yeah, it was kind of a slugger, right?
Yeah. Luck was 21-29 for 285 in the air, 3 tuts and a pick.
Oof.
Jordan Wilkins had 1 rush for 53 yards.
Oh, wow. Jesus.
The other guy that had 1 rush was Eric Ebron. 1 rush for 2 yards, but a tut.
Yeah.
And he also had 3 grabs and 69 yards and 2 tutties.
I did see the receiving touchdown he had in the end zone. The ball that Luck threw seemed to stay up there for like 58 seconds.
Wow.
Or you're just waiting hung. For it, waiting for it. Like drop. It's going to drop eventually, right? Drop, and finally caught it. It was weird. I don't know if it was the camera angle, but yeah, getting it done. Yeah.
No receiver for the Colt had a 100-yard day. T.Y. had 3 grabs for 77. He got the closest.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could finish going around the league. Is there any other team you want to, or any other game? I mean, do you care about the Chargers beating up on the Raiders?
No. Rams no, because mainly Philip Rivers can eat the whole bag.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
All of the dicks.
Yes.
You may have.
Yes, you may have them all.
Packers beating the Dolphins. That's whatever, pal.
Yeah, Dolphins are terrible. I don't know how we lost
that. That Rams Seahawks thing was something.
That was I saw the highlights here on Football Night in America. It looked like a fun game to watch. It was kind of shootout kind of thing, right?
It was, yeah. Russell was 17-26
and,
for a 176 and 3 tuts.
You see Money Mayweather was at the game?
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was in the front row. Like, they have this, like, I don't even know what to call it, like a VIP area, suite area, whatever. And
now,
it's at the end zone.
Is he trying to buy them?
No.
I thought he was, like, in a... some kind of consortium that was trying to buy the Seahawks. Maybe.
I mean, it with Paul Allen dying, I mean, the team's going to probably be up for sale, I would imagine.
Right.
Maybe. You never know.
He's liquid, or so I've been told.
He is quite liquid. Just look at the gym bags full of money he takes to the casino to bet on things. He's very liquid. I will give you that.
Wrong.
So I let my fingers do some flying here, Jay, for a minute.
Yeah.
So remember we talked about passing yardage of 400 and no touchdowns?
Yes.
In the NFL, it has happened eight times where people have thrown over 400 yards and no touchdowns. Matt Stafford's done it twice.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. He's done it twice. He threw for, and he has the record for most yardage without a touchdown at 443. How do you throw for 443 yards and not get the damn thing in the end zone? Joe Montana had 441 and didn't get the ball to Rice. Couldn't get it. Uh-oh. Oh, man, the football game, guess what? It went through. Never mind. I thought it hit the post. But it actually made it through. My bad. See, that's what happens, Cody. You put it right through the... So another stellar day in the league today. Of course, capped by a Bears win. It was great, my friend.
It was.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about the end of an era. Are you ready to talk about
it? The end of an era. Yeah. Let me just finish up that.
Please do.
The last one.
Okay. Please do.
You got it. Rashad Penny. I just like he had a 108 on the ground with 12 carries and a tut. Russell ran 9 times for 92 yards. Ooh. So that was nice.
He's a running quarterback, though. He is. Yeah, he likes to get out of the pocket and run whenever he can. And Mitch is turning into that.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if I like or not.
I don't want to see him do that.
I don't want to see him get killed. That's the problem.
No. Right. Yeah, well, he's the number 2 leading rusher in the league behind Cam.
Yeah, Cameron
is still number 1.
That play today scared me a little bit. Right? The play ran out of bounds, and then the Lions guy gave him a push afterwards.
Yeah. That was shady.
That was super shady. But it's stuff like that, right? Like, it's stuff like that gets your quarterback hurt.
Oh. Did you see how the team rallied around him, though?
I did.
I liked it.
That was good.
I liked it a lot.
I agree.
Going back to Anthony Miller, he had the flag for batting the ball, but then he also had another one at the end of the game for spinning it.
Yeah.
Did you see this? Did you hear about this?
I did. I saw that.
Yeah, so he spins the ball, gets a flag. A Lion player did that the previous quarter.
I mean, Kenny Galladay did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Kenny Galladay.
Nothing. Got nothing.
Got nothing.
No flag?
No. And the Bears did have a roughing the passer call today that was legit.
You think it was legit?
Yeah. Yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that. Is it legit compared to 10 years ago? No. Was it a legit call in today's NFL? Yes.
Should it have been negated because he was held first?
I don't know.
Roughing call wouldn't have happened if they would have called the hold that was happening correctly.
Right. Maybe. Maybe, but you can't do what he did, unfortunately.
And I like Lynch over Floyd.
Yes. Yes. 100 times. I mean, every time.
Yeah.
And that sucks.
Let's just keep those reps going.
It's unfortunate, but. You know,
all right, Jared Goff, 28 for 39, 318, 2 tuts, Gurley on the ground, 16 carries for a 120 and a touchdown.
So good.
Yeah, man. Brandon Cooks, 10 grabs for 100 yards even.
Yeah.
Let's see, Higby got a tut and Everett got a tut.
Didn't Cooper Kupp get hurt in that game? I believe Cooper Kupp got injured.
He had 5 grabs for 39 before it happened then.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a knee. Okay. Got a knee. So
he'll be out there flying around.
He'll be flying around. Oh. That's right.
Okay, man. Let's talk about the end of an era.
Yeah. For those of you Chicago sports fans living under a rock, the Blackhawks fired Joel Quenneville. Let that sink in for a minute, everybody. Mm-hmm. The Blackhawks fired Joel Quenneville. Now, is this team bad? Yes, unequivocally. They have the lowest number of points in their division. They're not a good hockey team. They're just not, right?
Right.
But I will say this, and I'll preface all this by saying I'm not upset that they got rid of him. Like, I'm not the you know, raising the flag, all burp, 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 right? It was going to happen eventually.
Right.
And not only was it going to happen eventually, it was going to happen, I'm surprised it didn't happen sooner. because Stan Bowman and Quenneville butted heads a lot.
Yeah.
So in those situations, in any sport, NHL, NBA, NFL, baseball, the GM wins 99.9% of the time. Right.
Okay.
Because the GM's the boss. So I'm not upset that they fired him. However, it is not his fault.
Yeah.
This is Stan Bowman's fault.
Yeah.
This is all Stan Bowman's fault.
That's been sports radio for a week.
Right.
They fired the wrong guy.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. And I'm not.
Bowman's done nothing.
I don't know if I'm that guy or not. Right.
Those cups were all Dale Talon's teams.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, and I'm not saying they should have fired Stan Bowman. But this is the bed that Stan Bowman made. You know, he kept the Quenneville does not like to play rookie guys. He just doesn't.
Right.
He'd rather trust on veterans because he doesn't have to babysit them.
Right.
Because I mean, at this point in his career, Quenneville's not a. He's not a how should I put this? He's not an X's and O's guy.
Okay.
Necessarily? Question mark. Right.
Okay.
Like he's not.
See, what I was going to say is he's more Dusty Baker than he is Joe Maddon.
Very much. Very much. That's a good way to put it. Yeah.
He
very
just
much.
Wants to manage guys that know how to do what they know how to do.
Right. He just wants to go, you go do this. And don't not have to look over them. Or he didn't want a teaching moment, so to speak. Right. Like that's not right. What Quenneville at this point in his career is.
Right. That's but not, he's still a red ass. And
he is
still
very much a red ass. Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, we've learned that only lasts so long.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Before yep. guys before will tune it out or it'll turn just, into static.
Right. And, you know, thank you to Joel for the 3 Stanley Cups. Thank you for being a stand-up guy, but this was an inevitability. This was going to happen, unfortunately, because of Stan Bowman. It's how the team was constructed under Stan Bowman. You give the veteran guys... Who you know, this is more of a thank you for the Stanley Cups that you gave this town. You gave them no trade clauses. So even if you wanted to fix this, you can't.
Right.
If they don't want to go, they're not going.
Yeah. This looks a lot like the 77-78 Cubs, where you won't pay somebody while they're good.
Right.
But you'll bring them back and pay them when they're
right.
When they're done.
Yes. Yeah. 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 Very
what
much.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and again, Stan Bowman needs to fix this somehow. And he put himself behind the eight ball.
Oh, yeah.
This is all his doing.
All I don't know that this can be fixed within the lifetime of Taves and Kane.
Not with them making $12.5 million a piece.
Right?
No, yeah. And the new head coach is Jeremy Colleton. He's the same age as Brent Seabrook. That should explain a lot as to what the problems are here.
Right.
And he coached in Rockford, their developmental team. So he is an X's and O's guy. He's very much a young man's coach.
Yeah.
He relates to the younger guys much more, and he'll readily play them, right? But the problem is if they're bad, you shouldn't be playing them. Like Brandon Manning should not be in the NHL, but he is. But he's terrible.
Right.
And he doesn't have it yet. Henry Yokoharu was their first-round pick a couple years ago. He's ready. He looks good. But Brandon Manning's been just awful.
Back to the Ice Hogs.
And back to Rockford with you. I know Jeremy Collins not the coach down there anymore, but, you know, whatever. Get your ass down there because he's not doing it. And they healthy scratched Jan Ruda for 2 games before Quenneville got fired. He was a vet. He wasn't getting what he had to do, and so they healthy scratched him for 2 games. And he's played a lot better since. You know, same thing with... Brandon Saad, they healthy scratched Brandon Saad, and now he's playing better. But the problem is now you've got a complete like culture change there, right? Because now you're going from Quenneville, boisterous, all that stuff, to you know Jeremy Colleton, who's a very humble guy, X's and O's. You know, he's that guy. He's not Quenneville. He's not a red ass.
Yeah,
like it's not. It's a different. Going to be a completely different dynamic, and it's going to be interesting to see the guys that Bowman can't trade. How they react, right? Like how will Brent Seabrook react to this? Because they're the same age. They played together on a team when they were 11 or 12. Right? Like,
yeah.
How's Kane going to react? How's Taze going to react?
Well, they came out his first game, and the defense gave up 4 goals right off the bat.
I was there.
You were there.
I was there. Yeah. Yeah, they didn't look good.
I'm not telling you anything.
No, the first period was awful in every way. And they battled back and lost. They lost 4-3, but they were just...
They did battle back.
Oh, my God. I mean, like, they just came out of the gate so slowly.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't do that in this league, dude. You can't come out, especially at home. You can't come out like that. The crowd was pissed.
But you think that that save by Crawfish to save that 5th goal kind of is what rallied him around?
Maybe. Yeah, for sure. And I mean, he's been doing that.
They seem to get better after that.
Yeah. I mean, he's been doing that his entire career, basically, with the Hawks. And everybody says that they'd rather have Scott Darling as the goaltender other than Corey Crawford because whatever. You're an idiot.
Right.
You're an idiot. All you have to do is watch these games to understand that Corey Crawford is the reason they're even in any of these games. It's even close.
Yeah. The defense is just terrible.
Oh, it's like Jonathan Taze. He's in the corner and he in his own zone and dumps it to the center of the ice. Like, what are you doing? Right to the center of the ice where anybody over on Carolina could just grab it and shoot. Like, that's mental, right? That's mental mistakes. And that's what maybe cost Q his job, was these guys maybe kind of mailed it in a little bit. It's possible.
No.
It's possible. But go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, this guy, like you said, is there to coach up the kids.
Yeah.
That's not like a quick fix.
No.
You know what I mean? That's not a Band-Aid.
No.
That's not going to get it done.
Right. It's not like there's some radical plan afoot here, right?
Right.
It's just a change of tone, a change of leadership.
Yeah.
And Stan Bowman getting his guy in there.
Well, it's like Vinny coming in after Scotty.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Very much. And Fred coming in, right?
Yeah.
Right?
After Tibbs, yeah.
Hey, speaking of...
I'm going to be your buddy. I'm going to be your pal. Did you call the talk about the boo?
We called and talk about...
how bad they are?
About the boo.
Levine's the face of your franchise?
Why don't we talk NBA in general? Jimmy Butler got traded.
Yes.
He finally... See, that's in the NBA, if you kick and scream long enough, you'll get what you want.
What you want.
Yeah, what you really, really want. Yep. So he got traded to, I believe, Philly. And Philly was in the play for LeBron and all the big free agents in the offseason. So they had the money to pay him. And whether you'd want to do that, I don't know. But at any rate, he's going to be a Sixer. And then the Bulls will still be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zach LaVine is your face of your franchise.
Yeah.
Right? For better or for worse, because Markkanen's not around. Markkanen's dead. So for better or for worse, he's the face of your franchise.
Now, your leading scorer in the backcourt for the Pups, is that going to be Derrick Rose now?
What did he put up the other night? 42 or some crazy amount?
I think so, and cried afterwards.
The next day put up like 8. But, yeah, I mean, the Pups are going to be bad too.
They are.
I mean, they have Towns, you know, and they're Wiggins. I mean, whatever. They'll be fine, I think. But, I mean, there's no way the GM is going to let Jimmy Butler just berate everybody and get away with it. Like, that's not...
Yeah.
Get him out of here. Right? And that's the way it works in the NBA. You make enough noise, you get traded. I mean, that's just kind of how it works.
Oh, great. You make enough noise and you...
Great pull. I love the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, man. They had a book come out.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, it's number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Nonfiction.
Is it like a big, thick, a coffee table book?
It
like
is.
A big, thick one?
It's awesome.
Is it?
Of course I got it for the library.
Of course you did. So. Yeah. How is it? Good?
Yeah.
There's a Zeppelin one,
I've only
too,
skimmed it so far.
Yeah. There's a Zeppelin one I saw at Barnes & Noble. Like a big, thick Zeppelin book.
So, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. But I love the Beastie Boys. I listened to a lot of Beastie Boys this week. It was a Beastie Boys kind of week. for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually caught Mike D and Ad Rock on Fallon's show. Actually,
oh, nice.
I never watched Fallon, but yeah. I saw a clip on YouTube.
Yeah.
And they told the story about Yauch, about how back in, you know, 92,
yeah.
They were touring, and backstage, this big, weird-looking guy comes up to Ad Rock, and he's like, "Hey, how are you?" And he's like, "What the fuck is this guy doing?" And the guy goes, "I want you to have my ring." And he's, you know, he goes, I don't wear a lot of jewelry, dude. Thanks for the sentiment, but you know, no, I don't need it." "Yeah, you have it. Take it." So he takes it.
Yeah.
And they're getting ready to go on tour, and he's in his apartment in New York, and he puts it up on his shelf, right?
Okay.
So then they go out, and they're on the road, and probably, Jesus, back then, they might have been in a van even. I don't know.
Right.
Well, no, I guess 92, they would have been on Paul's Boutique by then. Anyway, I digress. So he reaches in his backpack,
and
the fucking ring's in there.
Yeah.
And he starts losing his mind. He's like, "What the fuck is with this fucking ring? It's like it's cursed or something. I put it on my bookshelf, and now it's here? Are you fucking kidding me with this?"
Yeah.
So 15 years later, they're on tour.
Yeah.
And he goes into his backpack, and the fucking ring's in there.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
And so he's losing his mind. He's like, "Oh, my God, this is we're cursed. We're all going to die. There's witches or something. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck's going on."
Right.
And after 2 days of him completely, like, you know, having diarrhea and shitting himself and just being scared to death, MCA comes up to him and goes, "Hey, man, I've been putting that ring in your bag." He did it twice.
Oh, my
God. And this fucking prank, he waited 15 years to do it again.
That's 15 years. That's awesome. That's awesome. Ad Rock was on Sway. It's on YouTube, but that's where I saw it. But he was on the Sway Morning Show or something on XM, apparently.
Okay.
And he was talking about how, you know, starting out and all that other stuff with it. It's a pretty cool if you get it. Just just search for Ad Rock Sway, and it's
okay.
He looks so old.
He does look so old.
Yeah, they both do. But I mean,
no, Diamond looks better. Yeah. Well, he colors his hair, I guess.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
But you know Ad Rock's married to Kathleen Hanna, right?
I did not know that.
One of the original Riot Girls.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Huh. And she has been in horrible health problems because of a fucking deer tick.
Oh, my God. Really?
She got Lyme disease. Yeah.
Oh.
And it's just like it won't. There's nothing that she can do to get rid of whatever it is.
No, it's awful. At first, I thought she got attacked by the band deer tick. But
no,
apparently not. It's just
no. They are surly.
They are a surly bunch.
But I've never known them to actually attack other musicians.
There's a clip on YouTube. I love talking.
She was in Bikini Kill, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you. There's a clip on YouTube of Isbell playing with Deer Tick, and they do Simple Man by Skynyrd, and they started. Ooh. Yeah, it's good. You have to look it up. But however, when he was playing it, he had his low E string tuned down to D.
Okay.
So when he first starts it, you know, you hear the riff down, ball. Like it was super low. He's like, wait. Tuning's a skill. All right, here we go. Start again.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Isbell's awesome.
We so there was five bands at this show last night.
Yeah.
And Shorter was one of them. I don't know if you know or not.
No.
Yeah. It's a wee chick.
Okay.
That was a solo singer songwriter that kind of just added friends to do the band thing and tour and what have you.
Right.
But she goes, "Yeah, this song's in drop D." So as they're tuning, and she's like, "You know, my guitar friends out there all know what I'm talking about." And Tom's like, "I'm not a guitarist, and I know what you're talking about.
I know what drop
about.
D is.
And I find it very fucking boring." "Hurry up. Sing something. Stop talking.
Blah, 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 blah."
Like he was in rare form. You were in rare form.
Tom is nodding his head. Yeah, he's like, he did not like it, apparently.
No.
Did not like it.
No, the first three acts he thought were amateurs, and the guitars weren't loud enough. I mean, he wanted to go over and punch the kid that was doing sound.
Not loud enough like Matthew Sweet wasn't loud enough, like that guitar player, like same thing. Yes. I wonder if it's somebody running that fucking board, doesn't know what they're doing.
It must be, yeah, because by the time Wonder Years got up there, those guitars were plenty loud.
Yeah, I bet. And
I mean, not Bob Mould loud.
Was there a crowd? A good crowd there?
Yeah, man.
Good.
It wasn't so loud.
Being a college town,
but it wasn't a lot of people from here.
Gotcha.
There was a lot of people that came down from, Chicago area. Mm-hmm. A lot of people came over from Champaign.
Gotcha.
Anyway, Turnquist and I, we lean at the bar. It's what we do.
Sure.
We're old. We're not going to get down there and mix it up where it's hot.
Yes, no.
And all that. And we don't get there early enough to get a seat.
Got to have an out.
So,
Yeah.
So we're leaning against the bar and this young lady comes up and we just start chatting her up
because,
we're nice guys.
Sure.
And it turns out she's from St. Charles.
Chuckyville, huh?
The high school that we went to.
Oh, my God.
And her mom, and I didn't tell her this last night because I didn't think of it until like 3 o'clock this morning.
Right.
But I dated her mom.
Oh, my God. Really?
I know.
Wow.
And she was obviously her mom to homecoming.
Obviously old enough to go to ISU, right, or whatever. She was old enough to get in.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, she's out of college, I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wowie, wow. Man.
Yeah. She was 25, I think, or 26, and she was saying that she was afraid she was going to feel old when she went there.
Wow.
And Turnquist was like, we're going to be 25 years older than anybody in that joint.
Yeah. Yeah, so, for sure.
There you have it.
And two shows coming up, the next year, but whatever. Bob Mould's playing Metro again.
Ooh.
Yeah. In February, two shows, Friday and Saturday night.
Okay.
And I'm just throwing this out there as a little behind the scenes baseball. Remember, there's a hotel now, like almost next door to Metro.
Really?
That hotel, the Cubs Hotel. It's like down the street from Metro.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Huh. That's an interesting tidbit, Joe.
It is a tidbit. And
for those of us that don't like to
drive or go to, right, exactly, like me. And also in the next summer, out at the First Enormo Dome Twitter music theater place thing, Iron Maiden making a return.
Really?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go to that.
I thought Bruce Dickinson was
He's a pilot.
Done with those dudes.
He's a pilot. They actually bought a 747 and converted it basically to their bus. So as some people have a bus, they have a plane. And the plane, the back half of the plane has all the gear. All their gear is in the plane. The front half is like a regular plane. And Bruce Dickinson flies it. And
wow.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah, there's
it's got to have Eddie on the side,
It's called Ed Force One.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to check it out. It's on YouTube. There's a documentary about it. It's pretty cool.
You know, it would be worth going to that show just to see the people that would show up
I know.
Right?
Yeah, people like older than us.
Yeah, us, and then just like skids, right? I mean.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay.
But I mean, I'm thinking about going. Seriously considering it. Because it's not that far from here and whatever. It's all good. So I think we're going to
I'll call my billionaire friend who's a fan.
There you go.
We'll see if Dr. Sesma wants to come into town for
that. Oh, that'd be great. Is Dr. Sesma a fan of the Maiden?
He was.
Okay.
It's nostalgia for him now. But in high school, he had all of the albums up to that point.
Huge Maiden head. I love Maiden's awesome. When I was in high school. Well, now too, to a certain extent. I have some on my old Spotify on my phone. But
in fact, I was at his house and getting intimate with a young lady, and he put on Number of the Beast as romantic background music for you.
Because that's romantic. Is there anything more romantic than Number of the Beast?
That's what Dr. Sesma does.
That's right. Well, that clock on the wall, Jason.
Yeah?
Yeah. We'd like to thank you for listening to this episode of It's That Podcast, episode 44. You can find us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/It's That Pod. You can find us on Twitter. I am at Triple Lindy's. Jason is at J, the letter. Slate Shirley. You can email us, joe@itsthatpodcast.com or jason@itsthatpodcast.com. You can find us on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Spotify, and Alexa by just going, hey, Alexa, play It's That Podcast, and it'll play for you because it's cool like that. We want to thank you guys for tuning in and listening to this episode. And a reminder, next week, two shows. No, we're going to do three shows next week, right? We're going to do one on Thursday. We're going to do one Sunday before the game and then one Sunday during after the game. So big week coming up for It's That Podcast. So tune in.
You're going to get overloaded.
You are. We're just going to give it to you.
Thoughts.
That's right.
Hot takes.
Correct. Hot takes. That's what we do here. So anyway, we'd like to thank you for listening to It's That Podcast.